I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay. Come through, queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Well, welcome back, Brendan.
I'm back.
You're back. We talk a lot about what you were up to while you were away last week in the pre-show.
Yeah, I was in LA, Palm Springs.
You did leave out one tidbit in the pre-show that I want to give you the opportunity. I'm going to open the floor for you to share here.
Oh, thank
you.
Episode. Zachary Quinto was on my plane back, my red eye back on, I guess, Monday night.
Oh, speaking of red eye, Cillian Murphy, that was one of his like seminal films. It was like a horror film. Red
I know,
eye.
Yeah.
Did Zachary Quinto try to kill you on the plane?
No, but people, when that movie with Cillian Murphy came out, because of like my Irish looks, they
your all, Irish wish
and my murderous looks, yeah. They all said I looked like him.
Oh,
but yeah, how have you been?
I'm great. Yeah, we're in a interesting space right now with the show, with one Housewives franchise airing right now.
And all children shows after that.
And all kids shows.
Yeah.
All the time. More kids shows to even come around the corner.
Should we get into the news?
Should we get into
it's
the
like
news?
It's like a tough news
it's
day.
It's a toughie.
Yeah. So I'll start.
Okay.
So Karen Huger has been charged with a DUI and a DWI following a car crash in Maryland.
Mm.
According to court documents obtained by People, the Potomac star 60 was driving her 2017 Maserati when she was stopped by the Montgomery Police Department in Maryland at 11:50 p.m. on Tuesday. She was officially charged with driving a vehicle while impaired by alcohol and driving while under the influence of alcohol. She has a mandatory court appearance.
Mm.
Karen released a statement, which I will say, not the best.
Not the best.
She said,
"Oh, I wonder if it like her little boy helped with this one."
Okay, maybe like that Matthew guy.
Yeah.
She said, "Quote: Last night I met a girlfriend for dinner, and we talked, and brought up some very emotional, sensitive topics. I was crying on my way home and saw a car heading right for me. I swerved to avoid the head-on collision, hit the divider." And then a tree. I'm hurt, bruised up a bit, but so grateful I am alive. I did receive citations, one of which was unrelated to the incident, which is understandable. But what was most surprising is that the car that almost hit me just drove away.
Oh.
I would like to stress, it's important to understand your emotional state when driving. And may this be a reminder to all to use their seatbelts. My mother may be my guardian angel, but the seatbelt saved my life.
Like, why is this a seatbelt advertisement? But it's also, isn't that interesting that, like, just quickly on seatbelts, how, like, that was once a controversial thing? Like, oh, like, some people don't want to wear their seatbelts. Doesn't everyone wear their seatbelts now?
I wouldn't say everyone. I, like, have, like, choice family members who I feel like get annoyed when it starts dinging. And I'm like, you're the one in this car all the time. Why are you annoyed?
But also, like, there's no answer. Like, you have to do it or it's going to keep dinging.
Exactly.
The dinging is one of the greatest inventions.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Dinger. Who do you think invented that?
Mr. Dinger. Mr. Dinger. Okay. Now, with my lawyer hat on for a moment.
Okay.
Let's say less.
This statement is like one of the worst things I've ever read.
Okay. We have a court date still. Number one. Number two, you reminded me this is not her first DUI.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit of a shock. I know it varies state to state as to like arrest for DUI. It might like depend on like various situations, but the fact that like this sounded like a very she didn't hurt anyone else, but like her car sounds like it was severely damaged. Mm-hmm. Like it was kind of a shock that she was not arrested for in this process.
Yeah. So I was sent the story by somebody and I was like, I was reading the story and it was like, oh, you automatically, after Shannon Bedore, you like automatically think
assume.
Like car accident. Oh, DUI. Yeah. But then I was like, oh, this doesn't point to DUI yet. Cause it's like,
there was no mention of it and she wasn't arrested.
Exactly. And you assume somebody would be arrested, but I guess that's...
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not wise for her to be like giving a version of events to People magazine while you like have a court date still.
And like doing it in like a way that you would do like a Housewives confessional. Mm. Like, oh, I'm going to tell them and this is going to fix it. No, honey. Yeah.
That's not great. Yeah.
Do we want to go to the next story, which is Miss Anna Marie is out from Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I could read this. I do want to just quickly point out, though, just in terms of timeline, because I know people don't always pay attention. Potomac, once again, we have filmed the reunion, but it has not aired yet. So this will not be addressed on the Potomac reunion, in all likelihood.
Very similar to Shannon Bedore's DUI, which happened after the OC reunion filmed.
But before it aired.
Before it aired, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anna Marie Wiley posted a 2-slide Instagram press release. She said, I just got word today that I will not be returning to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. To say that I'm disappointed is an understatement. I never auditioned for this show. The show found me and asked me to be on it out of the blue 6 weeks after the cast had already started filming. I was thrown into filming 2 weeks later, mid-season. I was very excited about the opportunity, and I thought following exactly what I was instructed to do throughout filming last season was the way to, quote-unquote, the game was played. Listening to what I was instructed to do was my rookie mistake. What I am disappointed about is that the fans never got to see the real me or even a glimpse of my unique life story. Contrary to what was shown on TV, I am not obsessed with the esophagus, LOL. What I am is a woman, a proud Black woman, who is truly blessed with a wonderful, strong Black man as my husband, who lifts me and our 4 wonderful children up with so much love and positivity on a daily. It was an important mission of mine for the next season to show a solid Black family unit and that, quote unquote, true Black love exists even in Beverly Hills. My struggle with losing my mother to lung cancer within weeks of taping, my struggle with adoption trauma, and what was going to be and still will be a new life journey for me to find my biological parents, all of which was taped but never shown last season, among other things. To the fans that saw past what was portrayed and saw the real me, thank you so much for the love and support. I wish all the ladies good luck on the next season, and thank you, Bravo, for the opportunity. As an athlete, challenges only make you stronger and more determined to prosper. I'm excited for the new opportunities ahead that celebrate positivity, truth, authenticity, and the values I truly align with. Until we meet again, thank you, Anna Marie Hart.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, her statement brings up a lot of stuff that we just didn't see. So we can't really speak to.
I mean, yeah, she was a very one-dimensional character on the show.
Yeah.
And probably was not done any favors by the fact that she was added in the middle of the season.
Sure.
But I don't think anyone was really clamoring for her to return. And it didn't seem like she really wanted to return.
Yeah. Also, like, there's two things. I think people are bringing up things about that we know about maybe her and her husband that maybe she wouldn't want examined going into next season.
Yeah.
Especially, like, their, like, love for certain right-wing media figures and that kind of stuff.
I know. We almost thought we were going to get that this season.
Yeah. And then the second thing is, like, if I'm her, or if I'm anybody who gets released from a show, like, after one season, half a season,
yeah,
I'm like, I'm almost like, I'm not going to release a statement. I'm just going to say nothing and keep on posting.
Yeah.
And like, what's there to say, really?
Yeah, I guess I really don't, I don't understand the purpose of saying anything, because like, it's not like you are Lisa Rinna leaving the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just leave the show.
I think you look cooler if you just like,
all right, I'm out.
Bye.
Great. Yeah. I agree. I'm with you there. Great. Okay. Shall we go to our lone Housewives city?
Let's do it.
The Housewives of Potomac?
Yeah.
Wow.
So this episode ends with like the infamous fight that we saw in like viral videos.
Yeah.
But nothing leading up to it like really points to that, which is like, what are we doing?
Mm.
In general,
yeah.
What do you think needs to be fixed about this show?
Oh, okay. Here's something. You know, there's a lot of conversation around this city right now of like the cast all hates each other, and I know I have blinders and bias at work here, but when Candace excitedly greeted Ashley and more particularly Miss Sheila, I was like, okay, like this is, that's good.
We've got something
there, right?
Sure.
If, and I think we were teased this pre-reunion that like Candace and Ashley are getting along better. If we could get a Candace-Ashley alliance, I think it matters less that Candace is not getting along with Robin. Because, like, at least Candace and Robin's.
But do you think Ashley's that strong of a player? Because she will switch with the wind.
I know.
She's the most sneaky, conniving of the bunch in a way.
I know, but I feel like, okay, I feel like Ashley is a producer at heart.
But in a producer, parentheses, bad.
But I know I know she's smart enough to know the fans want her and Candace working together.
And is she smart enough for that?
I do think so. And it was just not possible until the Michael Darby lawsuit was dropped, which happened after the season wrapped.
Okay. I'm not with you on that.
I think let's wait until reunion to make that determination.
Okay.
Because that is post lawsuit being dropped.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
A lot of this episode was the Dr. Wendy Osefo show pilot being teamed.
Which one of the stars was somebody who was seriously considered to be joining The View before they filled the spot with Alyssa Farrah Griffin.
And April Ryan?
No, Lindsay Granger. They talked about it.
Oh.
Wendy implied that she had been a panelist on The View. She had only tried out for The View.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay, okay.
She was like for the conservative spot, which wasn't delved into. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Well, I mean, Wendy was basically doing The View with the
show. Yeah, I know. Okay, another thing about this little pilot, I feel like we have occasionally sourced the Jasmine brand as a source, and we're like, can we believe this?
Yeah.
But this is a person on the Dr. Wendy show.
Yeah. Thing is, like, if I'm Wendy and I'm like asking these people for a favor, hey, will you show up for like a few hours to do this?
Mm.
Am I pretending to myself that this will be a show? Like, are we going through the motions on that?
Mm.
Or are we like being like, hey, we'll cut you a check for this amount of money for your time and then move on?
Yeah.
Or is this a favor? They're getting a check, right?
I feel like it could be a favor because it is worth something
To be on Potomac?
To be on Potomac, right?
Sure.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay, Candace, we are meeting with that man who always shows up, mm-hmm. that therapist.
Yeah.
And announcing that we want the baby now.
Great.
Which we've been waiting for. I want pregnant Candace.
Let's come on over.
Okay. And then, Giselle and her dad.
Yeah.
Who we've met quite a few times on the show.
Of course, yeah.
The timing, horrible with GNA, of course.
Mm-hmm.
All leading up to the GNA party.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did Giselle actually make fun of Wendy's mom when she was going under for a procedure?
I don't remember what Wendy was claiming. And I need to like roll footage. I need this to be something that is like explained and discussed at the reunion.
Yeah.
You know?
And I do think they'll probably do the thing like, I think Wendy's mom's was like an elective procedure and like, what's going on?
Was it? No, because like, Wendy was upset when we were in Texas.
Right.
Like, I don't think you're upset doing something elective.
Hmm.
I could be wrong. This could be a Dr. Wendy blinder on for me. I don't think it's elective.
I mean, like, for me, I'd be upset with anyone I know going under for any type of reason, whether it be elective or non-elective.
Hmm. I don't know.
I don't know. I just like saw rumblings online. Yeah, I don't know. I just like, I'm not happy with how these people are treating each other. And I do think that like, obviously Giselle's hugely to blame here.
Yeah.
But like in this instance, it's just like, let's not, actually it feels bad to say this, but let's not meet fire with fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's also like, I get it because you've been done dirty, you know?
Yeah. I did neglect to mention earlier this episode, we got a lot with Mia and G.
Yeah.
Mia is truly, I believe the Mia is the future. Teach her well and let her lead the way.
The fact that we're just like still doing scenes with G in this way, I'm like, what is happening?
I mean, this, the fact that he's like agreeing to film when the writing is on the wall.
I know. Wasn't the writing already on the wall? Like it was like, we've already painted over the former writing and it's like, we're writing again.
Yeah, we're writing again. And then, but like, I think the divorce or separation official announcement doesn't come until after filming wraps.
Mm-hmm.
So then we'll get into that during the reunion. But GNA, it's actually interesting how, aside from like the girls who hate Giselle talking shit about the runway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're having a good time that night.
Yeah.
Like, we're partying.
Yeah.
And then Sesame Street comes.
Deborah, Deborah, Deborah.
Camera's down. Mic's on. I didn't know this was, like, going to be what we got.
Me neither. And it, like, it makes it seem like Candace is more in it than I think she actually is.
Oh, yeah. Because I think when the reports came out, it was like Kiarna versus Deborah.
Yeah, but the video, so like, it's like, remember us deciphering the video
in
the day?
Yeah.
So obviously, Kiarna and Deborah are fighting, but then there was moment when Candace like, grabs the bottle.
But then, like, someone stops her. Like, Wendy stops her.
Ashley.
Oh, Ashley stops. See, that's sisterhood there. I just have this fantasy. It's my, like, it's my Tamara Gretchen fantasy.
Yeah, it's what you goon to every night.
It will, I've planted the seed and I will see a harvest.
Okay, great.
Okay. Yeah. Is next week the finale? I think so.
I think so.
Which, like, the math ain't mathin' in terms of...
It must be the finale because we already got the reunion photos.
Yeah, I think it's the finale. But the math ain't mathin'. Will we get... We're going to get a week or two of no Housewives, I think. Because I think Jersey is May 5th.
Okay. Well, that's what the Lord wanted.
Could you imagine this world that we're going to live in? Just 1 week is going to be kids' shows.
We can excel now, Simon.
Okay. I think that's it for Potomac.
Great.
And now this is kind of like unprecedented territory we're going into. Something the likes of which we have not seen since before Come Through Queen was created.
Okay. What is that?
That is like when the amoeba splits into two amoebas, when you cut the worm in half and then the worm's tail grows back on both ends.
Well, we did see this during Come Through Queen.
Oh, we did?
Summer House.
Summer House premiere during... Oh, but like... Oh, yeah, it did. It did. I forgot because like I watched the first episode of Summer House and then I think it took me a while to actually get into it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Summer House must have aired in 2016. It couldn't have been 2015. And we started April 2016.
Okay.
We started with like the comeback, we started with season 8 of Roni, I think.
Okay. Summer House premiered in January 2017.
Yeah. So yeah, we watched this.
Wow.
Happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So it's been a while. It's been quite a few years. Vanderpump Rules. How are you feeling right now?
So I wasn't feeling, but then this episode was actually pretty good.
Well, Joe is main cast.
Both me and Joe are Sagittarius rising.
Important.
I'm really into my charts right now.
I need to get back. I want to like go open the, I want to go back to the text and like, remember when they were like, talking about Joe during the reunion? I think it was.
Yeah.
That was the first time we uttered Joe's name. And then there's something about like her being best friends with Kristen Duty.
That comes up in the episode.
I know, but like, okay, so Joe is friends with Kristen Duty. At this point, is Kristen Duty, she has nothing to do with Katie and Stassi anymore. So like Joe is not a Katie friend or a Stassi friend.
It was when, Kristen was on her own little island, but then was brought back in to shore.
She was brought back to shore.
It's tough to like see, okay, so I know that Kristen and Katie are friends now.
Now.
Where does everyone stand with Stassi?
I think they're friends, I think especially the moms are friends with Stassi.
Okay.
Like a Lala is a friend of Stassi.
But
a
like
Brittany.
Is Kristen friends? No, Brittany's not friends with Stassi,
Brittany's
famously.
Not friends. Okay, yeah. Lala is, though, for sure.
Is Kristen wannabe mom?
I don't know. Okay, so during Pump, I'm just thinking, I'm picturing like Joe and Kristen hanging out, like chewing on the drywall. Like, just like they're like insane energy. Like there's just like nothing like stopping them, and they just start like gnawing on the drywall,
just like crawling around.
Yeah.
No, it's like The Last of Us. Once like the
yes,
once the fungus
the mushroom,
takes over,
yeah, they've been like fungi'd. Joe, like for being a hairdresser, truly rolled out of bed.
Them doing the swans in like the Silver Lake like reservoir or whatever. Oh.
And Joe's at the reunion from what I've heard.
I heard that too. I will say Katie said something. Was it on Watch What Happens Live or was in the episode being like, after seeing Joe and Schwartz together, she's like, maybe that makes sense.
Okay, that must have been Watch What Happens and I need to go watch that. But like Schwartz could not be meaner about Joe. And then Joe just like every time like someone talks to her about her relationship with Schwartz, like, seems so sad. This is truly the Joe episode for me, which is funny because I think we had a good chunk of her last week, but I forgot to talk about her with Joe Reed.
Oh, but you forgot to talk about Joe with Joe?
It was just too much Joe at once.
Were you drinking a cup of Joe?
No.
Were you watching Joe Byron on the screen?
I mean, it was around the State of the Union, but not quite. Okay, so there's that. Oh, and Allie's hanging out with Joe, doing her charts.
Yeah. We're really into charts. What's your sun?
Libra sun.
Okay.
We've done this before.
No, I know, but now independent of San Marino.
We've done Libra sun, Gemini moon, Aquarius rising.
Okay.
So sit with that, listener.
Okay, and then I'll tell you mine. Cancer sun, obviously.
Obviously, hello.
Moon and Aquarius.
Okay.
And then Sag rising, like Joe.
So she's a Sag rising.
So yeah, I'm chewing on the drywall with
her. I can see you chewing.
When you were like talking about her and Kristen hanging out, I was like, I'd probably be there.
You would be there chewing. Okay. We got Lala and Katie making up. Okay. Oh,
I will say.
Oh, yes.
Before it's something different.
It's something different.
I did think that this was like an interesting makeup. It's like, it's not a scene you see on Vanderpump Rules a lot. Like, they're both like.
It's housewivesian.
Not even.
No, not even.
Except for like, they're both like, we see each other. But yeah. I see myself in the other person, basically. Like, it would be like if me and Joe were sitting across from each other and be like,
with like I chew drywall
and you chew drywall.
We both chew. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we could get real nasty.
No, but they're like, we're the same person. We like fight the same.
Mm. Yeah.
Why am I like.
Okay. What I was going to say, is like, this whole thing with like Ariana being like, oh, another party, like, it's like, you were having parties with him all these years.
Yeah.
Like, and you weren't crying about it then.
Yeah. It's also like the lamest party. It's like three losers in a tub. And let's invite like these two girls I met yesterday and Billie Lee.
Oh my God. Sandoval talking to the girls, like flopping so hard.
Like,
the narrative of like locking Ariana in the bedroom and feeding her chips under the door.
That's so crazy. He needs to go back to like finishing school. He needs to like go to like Cotillion or something.
Oh my God.
Also imagine being like those girls walking in.
Mm.
I mean, I would do it.
Okay. Then we have like then Ariana has a party. The game party.
It's like.
That the Toms are not allowed to be at.
Oh, we're going to play. What was it? Like, Never Have I Ever?
Yeah. I do want to point out something that, like, truly blink and you miss it. It was really quick. Gay pop star Simon Curtis was both at Ariana's game party and then very quickly at Britney's country fair party.
Right. He famously was the one defending Ariana online.
Against haters.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bravest soldiers. Oh.
We should do one day a ranking of the gay guys on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God. That's the saddest.
It's ranking. Like Logan.
10 Logans and then Simon Curtis.
No, who's the guy that like came back from the dead? The guy who's now in the Valley, Zach.
Oh, I don't know him by his name.
But he was with us for a while.
Yeah, he was like.
I like him because he's a country boy.
You see yourself.
Yeah.
Much like you see yourself in Joe.
He's going to be chewing the drywall.
Okay, Sheena and Ariana, Dancing with the Stars and DNA. This like narrative of like Sheena like, training her whole life for this moment, and it's like and I can't even like put logic onto it because Dancing with the Stars is like so out of the cultural zeitgeist, like truly no one cares. Like, is it's only back on television because of the strike. Like, it was relegated to like Disney Plus for a while.
I do think more people care about it than care about like Vanderpump Rules, but.
But like the people who care about it, like that's what you care about, Sheena? Like, she's just so lame.
It's just like so. I would pay a therapist to like give me that sense of like importance.
Mm.
It's like, could you imagine?
Like, they were really considering me this year and you got it.
It's like the point of like the way that Dancing with the Stars gets views is because somebody's like in the news. So yeah. Obviously they're going to pick Ariana over you.
Yeah. Sorry. The restraining order is not enough.
I'm sure like if they were doing Vanderpump Rules, it was going to be Ariana, Raquel,
Tom. Then you.
Other Tom. And then you, maybe.
And then you.
Maybe yeah. Katie before there.
No, okay, Katie would be last.
Katie would kill.
No, the music kills her. She doesn't kill the music.
Oh, I love Katie Melody.
And then we got the boys. All hanging out.
I know.
It's interesting that... Okay. Oh, well, we had that one night where like everyone shows up and Ariana's in the same room as Tom. But that was such like a fart of an event.
And it was at that like one place they always go to.
Yeah.
I wonder like what cut that place gets. Mm. It's called like B something.
Belmont?
Belmont. Yeah. I almost said the Barlow, but that's a bar on Washington Street here in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Okay. The boys, which like, okay, this was what I was going to say. It's so funny that like James is like, oh, Sandoval, blah, 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 and then like just cannot stop hanging out with Sandoval, actually. Yeah. And then we got Jax Taylor storming in. Up to his old tricks again, I would say.
Here's the thing. It's tough to watch these shows and have morals about it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because I'm like, okay. He did what he had to do.
Yeah.
And he did a flawless transition back into the valley.
We saw a hint of this when he was on House of Villains.
Yeah.
And they actually like stretched out his appearance on House of Villains into like an extra episode.
Yeah.
Because they knew he was bringing something to the table.
Yeah. The funniest thing was him going to Tom Sandoval. Oh, I saw a photo of you last week and you looked 50.
I was texting while I was watching. Jax Taylor is so Kelly Dodd-ian. Yeah. Just like so, I don't even like, it's truly like saying out loud like your darkest, meanest thoughts.
Yeah.
With no filter.
Yeah.
That is Jax Taylor.
Jeez Louise.
And then they end up hugging. And he's like, all right, guys, well, like, I got to go be a dad. And then he, like, gets up from his pump confessional and walks over to a couch to go be a dad.
I know. Oh, my God.
Okay. And then Kristen Duty being the voice that welcomes us into the valley. And then saying, well, I'm 40.
She's like, we left the concrete jungle. It's like, did you think you lived in New York this entire time?
Where dreams are made of.
Do people in LA call main LA the concrete jungle and then they call the valley? Are they calling it main LA? What do they call it?
So to me, okay, to me, the West Village, like, not West Village. West Hollywood. West Hollywood isn't like super city. It's all short buildings. And like the side streets are suburban homes, right?
It's compared to New York. Yeah. It is the concrete jungle.
It's not. There are plants.
I do love Motherlode.
Yeah, we know. You love drinking the turpentine at Motherlode.
The drinks were less turpentine-y this time, I will say.
They changed their recipe.
Yeah.
Okay.
The valley, I was like, rolling my eyes.
Yeah, you really were. So I came into it so positive, and you were like, we really got to do this.
And maybe I had the better outcome because I was like, oh, I love this show.
Oh, you set the bar low.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, I'm so excited to watch my friends Jax and Duty.
No.
Like, my favorite people in the world are back on television.
No. That,
is
oh my
what
God.
You
you're
were
putting,
saying.
You're putting words in my mouth. No, I was excited for, number one, while I like fourth wall breakage, like, I need like an actual premise and sure. Not us just being on TV forced to be friends. Like that. I'm interested in this like premise of these parents with young children.
Yeah.
I think it's like something we don't really see on reality television that much.
It was really interesting. And it's also interesting. Like it's the cast is really well done.
Yeah.
We've got a person who's like maybe a bigger villain than Jax, weirdly.
Ooh, it's like Jax Jr.
This guy, Jesse.
Who announced this week that he is separating with his wife.
Yeah. We have the girl having a breakdown because her husband got pants.
Yes. And that husband was like on Nickelodeon shows.
iCarly.
And like Hannah Montana.
I know, but that's like all in the news right now.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And he looks familiar. He looks like a Lego.
And now he does like video game voices, I think.
Yeah, which I think is lucrative.
Yeah.
Mandy Moore did a video game voice.
Oh, yeah, she was Ares in Kingdom Hearts. Hello.
Talked about on
oh, my
Lost
God.
Culturistas
I didn't
this
listen
week.
To it. Of course, Bowen loves Kingdom Hearts. That's why he brought it up. Wow. Isn't that interesting that I knew that information, though?
Because he talked about it on the podcast?
I didn't listen to the podcast, though.
He talked about it on a previous podcast?
I don't think he talked about Mandy Moore being the voice of Ares
Kingdom
Hearts.
He did.
I might have missed that episode, though. No, that is something that is just my knowledge.
That he likes that?
No, that Mandy Moore is the voice of Ares.
Okay.
I've carried that with me for 20 years.
Okay. Only Dan knew that.
Only I, Bowen and I, only the two of us knew it independently. Okay. And then we got like unless you're in a relationship, you cannot be main. You are friend of Valley.
Well, yeah. And I mean, like if you're like not cishet, yeah, you can't be main.
Yeah. You have Jasmine, who worked at Sir.
And who, when she's introduced, it's like next to a photo that's blurred out, and it's obvious Peter Madrigal.
Why is he blurred out?
I guess he did not give permission to be on the Valley.
That sounds funny to me.
I can show you the screenshot.
Okay, yeah, I do want to see that. I want to like applaud the restraint of executive producer Lisa Vanderpump for not involving herself in this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
She'll pop in at some point.
You think?
I mean, like, later.
Mid-season trailer.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it wasn't even a supersized episode, but it felt supersized in my heart.
There's a lot of good characters here. They did a really good job casting.
That one girl who's pregnant apparently has, like, popped up on Pump throughout the years.
Interesting.
Like, there are scenes of her, like...
She's familiar, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really, really, really obvious that Jax might be in love with Kristen. And I would actually give a shout out to Cara Berry for like kind of like honing my brain in on that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because it's so wild. Trying to sabotage this relationship by all means.
I think he's like embarrassed. But besides the fact that he's married and has a child with Brittany,
uh-huh.
I think he's like, he loves Kristen, but he's embarrassed by his love of Kristen.
Yeah.
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 Like he can't stand in the truth.
Yeah. It's like, I almost was like a guy who's on the DL.
He's duty DL. He would only hook up with her in private.
Yeah.
Watching Drive.
Ooh.
Yeah. What I mean.
The Kristen Judy boyfriend.
Okay, this is a man like being held at gunpoint.
He gives me Amish.
He gives Amish in the city. Amish in the concrete jungle.
Yeah.
99% of my life is in Colorado.
Wild.
Bad. Bad thing to say, dude.
I know. While at the indoor golfing place, I've been to one of those spaces before.
Oh, yeah?
There's one in Brooklyn.
Oh. I understand the idea of like, let's do it as if it's like the driving range, but to play it as if we're like playing Wii Sports at home, like the full 18 holes.
I think it's stupid either way. Like if we're going to do driving range, let's go to Top Golf. Let's build a Top Golf in Brooklyn. Hello. Mm-hmm. Can we find a place to hit a ball?
Okay. Anything else to say about this?
Unfortunately, it's a really good show.
Unfortunately,
I mean, just, I was not expecting it.
I know you didn't want it to be.
I know
you didn't want it to be this good.
I know.
I don't think anything's as good as Summer.
Summer should be fun.
Summer should be fun.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And as fun as summer is, I think we need to land the plane a little bit in terms of where we're at right now.
Okay.
Because we have been on a delay with Summer House.
And we're back live.
We're back live. We're going to try it for a while and see how we do. It's kind of like taking the trader slot for us.
Yes.
Because we were traders live for a while.
Yes.
And to me, I kind of like it because Summer House is the most important show on television.
Of course. There's nothing better.
These are my friends.
Yeah.
As much as I'm enjoying...
Oh, my God. The amount of times Dan said, "These are my friends," while we were watching live. That's actually the gems that you can get while watching live.
Exactly. Like you can't get this a week later as we record talking about Summer House.
And like, it's also like a study in... is this like anthropology of like how humans act and like how Dan views... East Coast versus West Coast. It's like he hates the West Coast.
Oh, no, listen. If you are reporting live from the West Coast with me in your ears, know this. I love you.
But he sees that he thinks people in the West Coast are dead behind their eyes.
No, no. Just like when the punk kids get together, there's no joy, there's no light in the eye. Like when these kids get together, when they're coming in the house for a fresh weekend and like hugging each other, maybe they haven't seen each other like last weekend, so like Paige was away. Mm-hmm. How much they love and miss each other.
Yeah.
The love is not there.
On the West Coast.
On the West Coast.
Yeah.
I don't mean for everyone on the West Coast. I just mean our West Coast shows. He means everyone. Yeah. I just mean Vanderpump Rules.
Sure.
The Valley.
The Valley.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
The Valley is a good show.
Real Housewives of Orange County.
Orange County, they've got love.
Do they? Do they got love? Okay. We're picking up... this is like a two-weekend episode. We're picking up last weekend with the aftermath of the second fight of Carl and Lindsay into they're taking a fight break in order to camp outside with our friends.
Okay, so I was not here to react to that fight.
Yeah.
Bad shit. As somebody who has been a Hub House apologist for all these years, I have to, as we do, yeah. I'm sorry, I was wrong.
I mean, that's what Joe was saying last week. Like, it's hard to be a Lindsay fan these days.
Yeah. And I'm in my era of letting the people who are wrong go.
Oh, like who? Whomst?
Well, I mean, Hub.
Hub.
I've let Giselle go in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah, you have. I'll give it to you.
Over these weeks and months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who else? Mm. You. Just kidding.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then, like, it's never been a better time to be a Kyle Cook fan.
Okay. Explain. It's so interesting that you think that when, like, a newer and better version of Kyle has come along in One West.
Much like that, I said that last week with Joe Reed. It's like, Kyle Cook, the sun in the sky, and then it's like, West comes along,
and... Okay, so we are familiar with RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm.
West has charisma, uniqueness, ooh, nerve, and talent.
Yeah, he is serving Zing.
And I was like comparing him to Jesse Solomon, who I actually think has things to bring, but Jesse so far does not have the charisma, though I will argue maybe some charisma is coming up.
He's got some nerve.
Because he has some nerve.
I'll tell you that much.
And he's got
messy
some,
Jesse.
And he's got some cutie ears.
Big mouth.
Yeah, big mouth.
The
yeah,
biggest
in
mouth.
In every way.
The biggest mouth you've ever seen.
No, but I mean, like, Wes just has, he's got
it all.
The package.
From tip to tail.
Yeah, and I don't even really like blondes.
Blondes have more fun.
Though, except that one blonde I dated once.
Excuse me?
What?
What did you say?
I said the one blonde I dated once.
Oh, okay. Yeah. to the one blonde out there, we salute you.
He ended up going on TV after that. But we'll get into that later.
On the after show. No. Okay.
Should we start an after show?
Just another. That'll be the next year. Okay. So we're camping. I've never camped. You've camped?
Of course. I was a Boy Scout. So I camped in like the Boy Scout sense. And then we went, I did Appalachia, the Appalachian Trail.
Oh my God.
I didn't do the whole thing.
It's giving Wild. It's giving Reese Witherspoon.
I know. It was kind of fun. Like being able to like, as a little gay boy, going to like REI and getting to pick out like the different things for your little backpack. It was fun.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever slept outside.
Have you ever been outside?
Forcibly.
Like outside of like, beyond like going from your car to your house, have you ever stepped foot outside?
Okay. Poor planning for this weekend to be on a rainy night.
Here's the thing. Sometimes when you're camping, it rains. Mm. Rule of culture, 77.
shouldn't these, now, correct me if I'm like misspeaking here, shouldn't these tents be waterproof?
They probably bought the cheapest tents they could do for the bit.
Okay, for the bit, yeah.
So we're not getting like the REI like...
High qual.
We're getting like whatever. And yeah, it's going to flood a little bit.
Okay.
But I mean, if you get to sit in a tent and kiss a little bit, like Sierra and Wes.
Oh my God, love was winning. Kyle Cook, Winnie the Pooing.
Oh my God. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Winnie the Pooing is the act of
shirt on,
nothing.
No pants, no underwear,
which is like a tough place for an adult man to be.
But like sometimes, okay. No, but like, okay, so like, you currently live alone, and you wouldn't do this with the roommates, but like sometimes when you're like with your husband, and like, you don't think about the order that you're taking your clothes off, and then all of a sudden you're Winnie the Pooh. Unintentionally.
Okay.
Sometimes it just happens.
Okay. I live alone and I'm intentional. Like, I'm never winning the pooing because top always goes off first.
Sometimes, depending on how the wind's blowing.
You're going, sometimes you're with your husband, you're just Winnie the Pooing. It's so. Oh.
Oh my God. Ay. Wow.
Anyways, Kyle Cook, your idol was Winnie the Pooh.
Exactly. So it's like, once again, another reason why he proves.
Another feather in his hat.
Another feather in his hat. Okay. It was interesting that part of the gang goes soul cycling together. And seemingly Lindsay and Gabby go for lunch together, but did we not get cameras up? Was it not an interesting conversation?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Also, like, at some point, I don't know if we're there yet, Jesse Solomon went out by himself.
Oh, that's...
Is it the next night?
No. Was it camping night? No. Yes, it was camping night.
It was,
because he was talking about that with Gabby by the campfire.
Yeah, and he left, and he was wearing, like, a look, which I would wear around the neighborhood if I was, like, walking my dog or myself.
Sure.
I don't have
your
a dog.
Dog.
But like a Birkenstocks with socks look, okay, with shorts.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like I'm going out by myself. He was meeting people.
I know, but my question was, okay, I know that we can't always trust the time on the screen on these TV shows.
Yeah.
Go back to the traders.
Oh my God.
But
the biggest
he
lie.
He left at 1:30 and he was back by 3:30.
Yeah.
And we know that the Hamptons isn't the easiest to get around. So he was out. He maybe was out only for like an hour with his friends, which is a lot of dedication.
Or maybe it was like a hookup situation.
Oh.
Oh. Because like he was talking about girls.
Yeah. One sad hour with Jesse Solomon.
Okay. We have been page deficient for a while. And luckily halfway through this episode, Paige is back.
I know.
First in New York City with Craig, with, as Brendan thought, on her saved on her cell phone, Ms. Real Estate Agent.
It was me, a real estate agent, but I thought it would be funnier if it was Miss Real Estate Agent. I was like, oh, that says Miss Real Estate Agent. And Alex was like, her name's Mia. She just said it.
Man, the prices these guys are looking at.
I could not believe. Okay.
Yeah.
She was like, I will go up to $9,000 in rent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I know that is, I know the rent is too damn high
in
New York, New York. But.
But.
That seems a little exorbitant. Exorbitant? What's the word?
Exorbitant. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it couldn't be me.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I'm sorry. Manhattan is...
It's over.
Over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not to like put a... Like not to burst anyone's bubble or not to yuck someone's yum, but come to Brooklyn.
And you can probably pay like... At least $5,000 less for a similar thing, maybe.
Yeah. $4,000 less?
Yeah. And like what she was still, that is very high.
Yeah.
Also, like, think of getting like a place that isn't in one of those annoying buildings.
Mm.
Like, get a like cool place.
Okay, but like here's the gag though. The place she's living and probably wherever she ends up is like a SponCon deal, right?
Well, she's definitely had SponCon deals in the past, including maybe her place. She lived, I think, in Williamsburg at some point in a SponCon deal years ago.
Oh, okay.
Like pre-COVID.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And like these gals are getting SponCon deals. Like the Dorinda Sutton Place, deal was a SponCon deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, these gals can get them. But like, come on. Do a SponCon deal in my place and pay.
In your
in my building.
You are paying is a SponCon deal.
It is, I know. It is really sick.
Like, it's like illegal how little you're paying.
For some reason, the past 4 years of my life, I'm just like.
Someone's smiling down on you.
Please knock on wood.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay. So. I wonder if like Craig and Paige are taking a page out of Kyle and Amanda's book in that like love is actually winning, but we need to like sow the seeds of doubt. That's my fan fiction for Kyle and Amanda.
Sure. But like the quote unquote seeds of doubt in the Paige and Craig thing weren't actually that bad to me.
Well, like Craig was like, maybe we won't like be end up together and blah blah blah.
He was just like being like realistic in the way that I feel like Paige would.
Mm-mm.
But like we never see them fight in a real way. They actually seemingly have like a really healthy relationship.
Yeah.
I know that you want to bring them down to
the
trash gutter that is Kyle's relationship with people.
No. Everyone knows they love each other.
Who?
The audience.
Who loves each other?
Oh, Kyle and Amanda.
Okay. Does everyone know that?
Everyone knows.
Okay.
As Phaedra says, everybody knows Kyle and Amanda love each other.
No, but I do think like, not to like blow smoke up Paige and Craig's asses, yeah. But I do think, like, it seems like they've got a great relationship. And they are, I know Andy, remember when Andy famously said that?
Oh, they're the first couple?
No, he said that about Hubhouse and Carl.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I do think the first couple of Bravo is Paige and Craig.
Well, especially being, like, cross-show relationship.
Four shows.
Yeah, four shows.
Three.
Well, the fourth show will be the wedding special.
I said it when we were sitting and watching. I think if anyone is going to get a wedding special, it will be these two.
Yeah.
They also just have, like, they're on a level, like, with the podcast that Paige does. They've got such a fan base.
Oh, yes.
Some of these girlies, like, I feel like Paige and, like, Stassi are, like, the two people from Bravo who, like, bring in that one demographic.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, 20s, 30s year old woman demographic that, like, Bravo's really looking for. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Like us. to grow Kristen Duty. Well, now I'm 40.
I keep on forgetting I'm not actually 40.
No, you are. Though.
No, but I actually, like, sometimes forget. I'm like, oh, I'm actually still 36.
Just for a few more months.
Like, I was listening to Lodge Colts today, and Mandy Moore was like, I'm almost 40. And I was like, I thought I was younger than her. And then I was like, oh, I am.
No, you're not. You're not, actually. You're not. I'm glad things, and I hope it doesn't happen like next episode or something, but I'm glad things are not blowing up between Craig and Jesse. Like, to me, that would feel like old and corny.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't really, we'll figure out Jesse, but like, I'm like wondering like what he's trying to do by like poking at Craig.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, like, I would like to see them fight and kiss if that's what happens.
You want that to be the trajectory. Yeah. Although I do love, like, it seems as though they came in as strangers and now they're the best of friends, Jesse and Wes.
Yeah.
I love their friendship.
They are the two best additions to ever come on Summer House since Paige
and Hannah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like the last combo deal, combo platter.
And I mean, like, you made this comparison on Twitter, but like, West is
Dorinda.
Dorinda Shannon Bedore.
Yeah, for sure. He is.
That was a really smart tweet, Dan. Oh,
thanks. Thank you for appreciating my smart tweet.
Yeah. I don't even know if I liked it. I just kept it in my bank in my head.
Yeah. The thing is, okay, as, like, obviously Paige and Craig love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like it's hard to argue that Amanda and Kyle don't love each other as well, right? But, like, the way Kyle and Hubhouse, the way that Carl and Hubhouse talk about each other, what are we doing here? Ooh, when Carl was talking to his mom about relationship troubles, and we are months out from the wedding, that's like something to spare your family from. Because either, like, I feel like if you are talking about that with your family, they're going to just take your side and hate this person.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not setting yourself up for success.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've been through family stuff where it is very much that. And then you're like, oh, what do we do now that you're like,
now you're happy again. Yeah. Like, yeah, not wise.
But if I put on my, like, tinfoil hat a little bit, and if I want to, like, believe, like, weird conspiracies about, like, Carl planning this.
Yeah.
I'm like, this would be evidence into him planning this in advance.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't know if I believe.
Okay. I think it's not black and white planning a separation in advance and more like, it is, I think, a very hard thing to do once you are engaged to call off an engagement.
Exactly, yeah. 1,000%. Also, I do want to bring up one other thing about that phone call.
Mm.
I wonder, okay, so early in this show, we used to get every season the moms coming for a weekend.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the producers were like, okay, Carl, your mom's been like such a big part of the show. We need to get her on somewhere. So let's try to FaceTime her at least and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting.
Because remember, like, we used to have a whole mom weekend.
Yeah. Like a few years in a row.
Yeah.
Okay, so Carl's not here for Southern dinner night. We don't even get to the dinner in this episode, right?
No, not yet.
And the reason is he is going to drive out a special surprise for tomorrow's birthday. But then we get a flashback to SoulCycle where he says, I'm going to take a break from Friday.
And Jesse Solomon was the only person who remembered that he had a little plan to avoid Friday. Because you can only argue on Fridays. That's like the curse.
It's so bad. I've said this every episode of Summer House, but like, I did not guess it was going to be this bad all season.
I know.
I thought it was good. Like, I thought there was going to be like some big fight, like a fight akin to the first two weekends that they were there that happened near
the end.
The end.
Yeah.
Not that it was going to be the whole trajectory of the season.
Mm hmm.
Ooh, Mamma Mia.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so should we get to our Freak of the Week and the One True Queen?
We should get to our Freak of the Week and the One True Queen.
Okay, I just want to like read our Freak of the Week. I just want to read the text that Dan sent.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay, Dan said that the Freak of the Week should be, quote, Gaga weighing in on the mamas slapping each other over Bryn Hoppy while the dolls are releasing albums, unquote. Okay.
Should I translate?
Yes.
Okay. There is a TikTok of Bethany. And I normally I would put the audio here, but like I'm scared of Bethany. So like I don't want to include the audio. Like you could go to Bethany's TikTok.
Sure.
She does a TikTok describing like some story about an event that she, a live event she had, where one fan at the event, one mama, slapped another mama for talking shit about Bryn Hoppy and said something to the effect of like, what you need to understand is like, my supporters are like fierce mama bears and you can't talk about my daughter. And then Gaga, like Alex brought this to my attention in the comments. Gaga wrote
Lady
like,
Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Stephanie Germanotta.
Stephanie Germanotta, the Lady Gaga wrote like, love this heart. I'm like, What part of this do you love?
I don't know. It's Gaga weighing on the mamas slapping each other over Bryn Hoppy while the dolls are releasing albums.
So here's the thing. The dolls are releasing albums.
Beyonce's coming out with Cowboy Carter.
Arianki released Eternal Sunshine.
Casey released
the Lullaby
Deeper
album.
Deeper Well, yeah.
We got Taylor with the Poets next month. We got other girls coming. There's so many other girls coming.
Did you call Casey's album the Lullaby album?
Yeah. It's like, go to sleep, go to sleep. So the dolls are at work, and Gaga's commenting on Bryn Hoppy, and women slapping each other over Bryn Hoppy.
It's okay. She's coming.
She's coming.
She's coming. Okay. So who's the queen?
Who's the queen, Brendan?
1, 2, 3... Paige DeSorbo.
Oh, yes, Paige is back.
You were supposed to say it with me.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Paige wasn't here last week. You weren't here last week. And it's like the two of you both coming back together. It's like, wow.
Wow.
Look at
two
that.
Native New Yorkers.
Two native New Yorkers. Wait, you're not. So. You're now 40 and a native New Yorker. Yeah.
Of course.
You're like truly one of those people that like create a new life for themselves. No, Paige, what a queen. Wow. We're manifesting her spinoff series.
Yes, and I have a name.
What's the name, Brendan?
Paging Craig.
I mean, that is probably the best one since I Dream of Nene.
Yes.
Nene's wedding spinoff?
Yes, of course.
We were talking 8 episodes plus a reunion.
Yeah, and because of the name, I think the women from Married to Medicine need like 1 episode.
Mm.
Maybe they like help her get a dress or their bridesmaids.
Or like Dr. Jackie just comes in for a consult.
Well, yeah, because we need... I mean, like, if we're going to eventually have a baby.
Yeah, of course.
Dr. Jackie's one of the best in the biz.
I mean, she's delivered so many children across the Bravo universe.
Exactly. So, Andy, if you're listening, I'm gifting you Paging Craig.
Well, we know someone's listening because Serving C has jumped from... has jumped from Come Through Queen to Radio Andy, the titular Radio Andy show.
Yes, with Mr. John Hill.
With Mr. John Hill. So if Serving C can make it from here to Radio Andy, Paging Craig surely can.
I mean, Serving C has been on Radio Andy because MJ does...
Serve C?
Serve C on Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended all the time.
Mm-mm, of course.
I want to hear about me encountering some Jeff Lewis Live people. Oh, I didn't talk about that in the pre-show. But I did encounter a Jeff Lewis Live person in L.A.
Who?
Joey Zauzig.
Oh, guy who was Katie's on, friend.
Yeah, the guy who was on like...
WeHo, the Real Wives.
Yeah.
The Real Wives, yeah.
All
right, well, speaking of pre-show, you didn't talk about that there, but we did talk about plenty. I would say this is a pre-show that takes you on a journey. Sure. We're talking about all sorts of things there. And then a bonus episode this week of The Real Housewives reunion sets.
Mm-hmm.
City by city, the worst reunion set, the best reunion set.
Yes, of each city. Yeah.
Of each city. Obviously, Brendan's favorite set in Roni is the Jill Zarin rug display.
It's not a Jill Zarin rug display. I don't even think they hired Jill Zarin for that.
No, definitely not. Yeah. She would have brought that up during like the Bethany meetup.
But yeah, the theater in the round.
The theater in the round, the vintage Roni reunion props.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to tune into the bonus episode to hear the rest of our faves and least faves. But head on over to comethroughqueen.com for links to all of that, of course. And like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, Queen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.